You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And as I like to say, you turn us on, you'll hear it. Yes, The Breakfast Show, of course. With me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. What do we say? TGIF. Yes, we have 4 week that's gone of the month of October already. It is Friday. It is the 7th of the month. Not much happening, though, I tell you what, in the way of events for today, all things relevant to today's date, because we've got World Space Week. That's been going on from the 4th. That's going through till the 10th. A week is normally 7 days, but they've extended it, obviously. Teacher's Day is being celebrated in Laos today, and that's really about it. The only other thing I tell you what I can tell you to cheer you up, you know, we've only got 85 days remaining till the end of the year. Yep, that's it, 85 days, and we're going to be into the year, 2023. It's all very scary, you know. Anyway, should we start? Why not?
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Lover boy, I'm working for the weekend. Well, it's just about here, isn't it? Only a few hours to go. That was Lover Boy, Canadian rock band formed back in 1979. They were established in Calgary, Alberta, but are currently based in Vancouver, in British Columbia. Lover Boy's hit singles, well, particularly Turn Me Loose is one, and the one we just played, of course, which is Working for the Weekend. Oh, and like I said, it's just about here, isn't it? We do enjoy Fridays, don't we? And we've got a special segment. Last hour of this morning's programme, we've got something new for you, something special. It's a Pedro Mandinga. Oh, weekend coming up. All right, so more of that a little bit later on. Okay. The phase.
The orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George.
Do love DeFaze. They're featuring Pat Appleton on that one. Mumbo Craze. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. After this one, we're going to get you in the shower. It's Culture Club.
Let me love.
Indeed, there they go. That is the Culture Club. And do you really want to hurt me? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. It is time, well, I guess it's time to do this. Put you in the shower for this morning. We're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. A little bit of a Latin flavour this morning with this one. Lou Rondo, A La Turk. tell you what I've done about you. I'm worn out after that. Oh, it's all showered and dried off at the same time. How'd you get? Come on. There we go. That was Blue Rondo a la Turk and me and Mr. Sanchez. 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is a Friday. It's a Music Friday. We're taking a rummage around the internet, see if we can find any antidepressants. Some nice stories. The news is pretty shocking at the moment, especially that I think the only thing you can call it is a slaughter of children in Thailand. Absolutely, absolutely scary. But we will be looking at some, see if we can find some jolly stories. Some things that have, you know, some things that people have done that are nice, you know, to other people. Come on, there's no need to shout. Tears for Fears on this morning's breakfast show at exactly 25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Wickfield. Think of you. All the time, incessantly.
I got me feeling, it never was part of me. You got me reeling, right into the
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, don't forget, as you make your way into the office today, if you're around the Paitia area, do pop into our friends at the D Gourmet Store. It's this tooth thing, you know. I'm missing a tooth. The D Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and specialty foods. They're there in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. That's the Pacific Center. You know where that is? They're right next door, and they're waiting for you from Monday through to Saturday. What could they got for you? Tell you what, you're going into work, they've got empanadas, delicious baked breads, best cuts of meat, seafood, all sorts of wonderful things to start your day off on the right foot. So there you are. Pop along to the D Gourmet Store. That's there in the Paitia Mall, and start your day off on the right foot. Why not?
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I tell you what, it is time on this morning show. We're going to take a look at some of the items in the local news. We will be looking at these, of course, more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with Jorge Rivera Staff. Now, he is the Secretary General of Energy, and he reported on Thursday that the government cancelled the debt of $60 million that it had for the payment of the subsidy for this product. This is the gas tanks, and they paid it to the gas tank distribution companies. Now, with this action, any risk regarding the supply and commercialization of the gas tank in our country is completely overcome and mitigated, said Rivera Staff. This was during a meeting of the Cabinet Council at the Specialized Higher Technical Institute. He indicated that they had cancelled the debt in a timely manner. This was after the National Assembly approved a credit of $60 million last week. By the way, did you know that without the subsidy, now what you're paying now for a tank of gas is $4.37, okay? $4.37 is what you're paying now because it's subsidized. Without the subsidy, the selling price of a 25-pound gas cylinder would be $16.63. The plenary session of the National Assembly gave priority to Bill 888 in the session on Thursday. And the initiative, which shields the questioned tax credits in tourism investments, was approved in the third debate with 38 votes in favour, and there were 8 votes against and not one abstention. Now, the legislative process of the bill that would shield tax incentives in favour of companies that develop tourism projects received expeditious treatment in the Assembly. It was approved in the first debate on the 22nd of September in the Economy and Finance Commission, and in the second debate by the Legislative Plenary on Wednesday, and the third yesterday, the 6th. The Executive had promised to eliminate the tax credits granted through Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022. This was after the street protests last July due to the high levels of corruption and the cost of living. However, The Assembly shelved a bill that in this sense was presented last August by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro. They said that the content of that would be discussed and possibly integrated into Bill 888. Well, guess what? That never happened. Bill 888 maintains the tax credit of between 60% and 100% for tourism investments made outside the District of Panama. Herrera, this is the gentleman who presented the bill, represents 2-2, the 2-2 circuit corresponding to the Anton area of Coclay. It's one of the proposed Law 314 of 2022. Last Wednesday, in the afternoon and evening hours, a call centre and those close to the government mounted a defamation campaign against Rolando Rodriguez B., a journalist from the newspaper La Prensa. That same day, but earlier, Rodriguez sent Celso Carrizo, assistant to the Vice President of the Republic, José Gabriel Carrizo Hein, an email addressed to his boss with a 22-question questionnaire about some of the expensive real estate recently acquired with his wife and his relationship with the lawyer Luis Acevedo Ureña. This is as part of these reports, which will be published in the coming days. The Prensa wanted to obtain Carrizo's version of these assets as well as Acevedo Ureña's. Now, the questionnaire to Acevedo Ureña, in turn, contains questions about his relationship with Bagatrac and his involvement in the creation of private interest foundations to protect luxurious properties belonging to the Carrizo Spiegel family, apparently. La Prensa sent the questionnaires to be received up until this weekend, the versions of the aforementioned, in order to integrate them into the reports, also informing them that the complete questionnaires will be published with or without their answers on the printed and digital platforms of La Prensa. An Andorran judge ordered to keep some 30 accounts frozen at Banca Privada de Andorra, known as BPA, and one at Credit Andorra with the total balance of €52.2 million. That's around about $51 million at the moment. That's at the current exchange rate. Allegedly from bribe paid by the construction company Odebrecht to Latin American politicians, among them, apparently says, among whom, close friends of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. These are cited according to the journalistic investigation by the Spanish newspaper El País. Andorran Justice blocked 8 accounts with a total balance of €34 million. That's around about $33.5 million, allegedly connected to politicians and, says here, Ricardo Martinelli's frontmen. The judge's decision indicates that the newspaper was issued last March. Now, the blockade affects 4 deposits in the BPA of the parents of Demetrio Papademetrio, who was Minister of the Presidency of Panama under Martinelli's mandate. Now, the accounts have a balance of €208,557, which is a tiny figure compared to the €13 million, $12.8 million, that the politicians' parents, Diamantis and Maria Bagatelas de Papademetrio, moved between 2010 and 2014 through a set of 45 accounts in the BPA and Credit Andorra. And the newspaper goes on to mention, this is El País, a lot of other items as well, about how much money has been held, which banks, etc. So you can catch up on that at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 5 people were apprehended on the morning of this Thursday by the public ministry for their alleged involvement in the theft of a little more than $600,000 from the branch of the National Bank of Panama on the 13th of August. The arrests occurred during a raid carried out by the anti-corruption prosecutor at 7 points, including BNP facilities. 3 of those arrested are bank officials, explained prosecutor Adela Cedeño. In the diligence, they managed to locate indications related to the theft between these cell phones, vehicles and documents. The authorities decreed on Thursday a preventative green alert. This is due to the passage of Storm 13, which may become a tropical cyclone by the weekend. Luz Graciela Calzadilla from Hydrometeorology at ETESA reported that we're facing a disturbance that moves very quickly, so it could become a cyclone in the next coming hours. We are concerned because it has the same trajectory as Hurricane Eta, she said, while explaining that it is currently on the coast of Venezuela to move through Colombia, and in the next 48 hours it would be entering the Caribbean. We have to be very vigilant, she said. She indicated that when a name is assigned, it means that there is a high probability that it will become a tropical cyclone. She even said that this was established by the National Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, for its acronym in English. Carlos Rumbo, director of the National Civil Protection System, said that this is not the time for citizens to visit beaches, rivers or resorts this weekend. He explained that the alert is mainly for the provinces of Bocas del Toro, Chiriquí, Veracruz and Comarca Nagabe Bugli. But currently we had some pretty bad weather when Eta came through, doesn't it? So hunker down over the weekend and just keep safe. I think that's the answer to that.
Jerry D.
And of course, it's Mr. George Harrison and Got My Mind Set On You. All right. Well, that was the name of the track from Supergrass, which preceded that one. I'm taking a rummage around here. I've found some good news stories. We'll look at those later on after we've been looking at some of the international news as well. This morning, it is a Friday. It is TGIF, boys and girls. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Friday. It is the 7th of October. Yes, we have done a week already gone. We're 11 and a half minutes, according to my clock, exactly before the 7 o'clock. It's a Music Friday, so we've got great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Ingrid will no doubt be giving us our freaky fun facts for Friday. Yasmin will be taking a look at what, where and when in the last hour of this morning's programme. Also in the last hour of this morning's programme, we've got a special segment. Oh yes, how to get your weekend off to a good start. Pedro Mandinga segment coming up in the last hour of this morning's programme. That's something a little bit different for us and you're going to love it. Of course you are. Right, what do we got for you next music-wise? Pontella Bass. Rescue Me here on The Breakfast Show. Mm-hmm. Rescue Me, yes, Rescue Me from Fontella Bass. 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. I tell you what, I found one. We're going to take an antidepressant before we look at the news at the top of the hour this morning. Here's a nice story for you. Harold Leroy Ramming made it home just in time to welcome Harold Leroy Ramming the second. Sounds like a pharaoh, doesn't it? Pharaoh Harold Leroy Ramming the second. Welcoming him to the world. The elder Ramming is a doctor and captain in the U.S. Army National Guard. In September, he was nearing the end of a 3-month deployment and worked it out so that he could arrive back home in Illinois around about the time his wife, Cara Ramming, was due with their first child. There were times I didn't think that I was going to make it, Harold told Good Morning America, especially when he learned that his wife went to the hospital before her due date, because she was concerned about the baby's movement. Well, once Harold got to the hospital, he spoke with the nurses and told them he wanted to surprise his wife. He waited for her to go into the bathroom, then slipped into her room. Well, Cara said she was confused when she opened the bathroom door and saw nurses with their phones out. But then saw her husband to the left in his full military uniform. She said she was stunned, and while she had a lot of emotions to process, I know the definite emotion I felt once I saw him. It was joy. Their son was born on the 18th of September and is really, really healthy, his parents have said. See, there are nice stories. And nice people. Don't get to get totally depressed, shall we? Love Unlimited Orchestra there with the vocal version of Love's theme. Nice music. You always get nice music on this show. I tell you what. Oh, what a day for a daydream.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on some of this new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
And there we go. That's it. Yes, that was The Loving Spoonful and Daydream. If you are keeping an eye on the time, boys and girls, we're just making our way about 30 seconds away from the top of the hour this morning. It is Friday, TGIF. Time to take a break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are.
Back.
And the British Ball is back, 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishPaulPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishPaulPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
A couple of minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, we're going to take a look at some of the international news stories for this morning. Starting off with the terrible incident over there in Thailand, a former policeman killed 34 people, including 23 children, during a knife and gun rampage at a daycare centre in northeast Thailand on Thursday, police said, before later shooting dead his wife and child at home and turning his weapon on himself. In one of the world's worst child death tolls in a massacre by a single killer in recent history, most of the children who died at the daycare centre in Uthaisawan, a town which is 500 kilometres northeast of Bangkok, was stabbed to death, police said. United States President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons threatens to bring about the biggest such risk since the Cuban Missile Crisis, adding that Washington was trying to figure out Putin's off-ramp. The White House has repeatedly said that it has seen no indication so far that Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons, in despite of what it calls Putin's nuclear saber rattling. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Friday the remarks by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky suggesting NATO should launch preventative strikes on Russia confirmed the need for what it calls its special operation in Ukraine. By doing so, he essentially presented the world with further evidence of the threats posed by the Kiev regime, Lavrov said. And this is why a special military operation was launched to neutralize them. And Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky was referring to imposing sanctions on Russia when he suggested preventative strikes were necessary to preclude any use of nuclear weapons, his spokesperson has said. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the remarks made by Zelensky, as we were just saying, during a discussion with the Australian think tank on Thursday, confirmed the need for what Moscow calls its special operation. A crime scene investigation of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines from Russia to Europe found evidence of detonations, strengthening suspicions of gross sabotage, Sweden's security service said on Thursday. Swedish and Danish authorities have been investigating 4 leaks after the pipelines, which link Russia and Germany via the Baltic Sea, and have become a flashpoint in the Ukraine crisis, were damaged at the start of last week. The United States is reviewing various options regarding its relationship with Saudi Arabia after Riyadh and other OPEC Plus nations agreed this week to large cuts in oil production, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday. As for the relationship with Riyadh going forward, we're reviewing a number of response options. We're consulting closely with Congress, Blinken said at a news conference in Lima alongside his Peruvian counterpart. Iranian authorities have denied reports security forces killed a 16-year-old girl during protests ignited by the death of a woman in police custody. Iranian media reported on Friday saying that she committed suicide by falling off a roof. Social media reports and rights group Amnesty International have said that Sarina Esmay Elizabeth was killed by security forces when she was struck with batons on the head during protests over the death of the 22-year-old Masha Amini in Mortality Police custody. Yep, that's what they have, Mortality Police. The United Nations Council on Thursday voted down a Western-led motion to hold a debate about alleged human rights abuses in China against Uyghurs and other Muslims in the Xinjiang in province. This is a victory for Beijing as it seeks to avoid further scrutiny. The defeat was 19 against 17-4 11 abstentions. It's only the second time in the country's 16-year history that a motion has been rejected and is seen by observers as a setback for both the accountability efforts, the West's moral authority on human rights, and the credibility of the United Nations itself. I'm not sure that the United Nations is almost like a sort of, it can't do anything, can it? I mean, they have the Security Council, which decides what they can do. And, of course, all you have, you've got somebody like Russia on who starts a war, and they try and pass a resolution. Guess what? Russia just puts his hand up, and that's the end of it. Done. Finished. Won't happen. Right. Well, that's it, then. That's the international news, some of it at any rate, for this morning. Bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the financial news as well. And in between the two, we're going to look at the weather. We've got a strong front coming in, which we're going to have to be very weary of over the next few days. Back to the music, though. A World Without Love.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while, I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. She does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
I tell you what, I always remember Tony Blackburn introducing that song back in the 60s on Radio Caroline. Peter and Gordon and A World Without Love.
When she moves like lightning and she counts to three, then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die.
Tell you what, we may have green green grass, but we don't have blue blue sky, I can tell you.
You better throw a party on the day that I die.
We are going to take a look at the weather after this one. This is Harry Styles and Last Night Talking here on The Breakfast Show.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. There we go. Time on The Breakfast Show. 16 minutes exactly, according to my clock, after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at the weather report for today. I tell you, looking out the studio window this morning. It does sort of, it's not too bad. I thought it was going to be worse, actually, for this morning, because we do have a front coming in, so it's probably going to come pounding in later on during the day, or tomorrow. But let's take a look at the forecast, starting over in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 30 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature today, with the 23 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. Isolated showers with thunderstorms during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, rain with thunderstorms, and tonight, a chance for a few showers. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look at West Panama, 29 degrees Celsius. That is the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, with 82% relative humidity. And we are looking at a few showers during the course of the morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and chance of a few showers tonight. And the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, we've got 28 degrees Celsius. That is the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum, so not too hot. Thermal sensation as well, it's going to be a little bit lower than usual, at 33 degrees Celsius, 83% relative humidity. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. You've got it, isolated rains and thunderstorms. They do say in the afternoon, they do show a little bit of sunshine peeping through. You never know. And tonight, a few showers. Now, it is the weekend. A lot of you might be going out onto the water this weekend with your boats. What I've seen of the forecast over the next, coming up now and through the next day or so, probably not such a good idea. You might want to stay at home. Anyway, temperatures out there, this is around about the Perlis Islands. We've got 27 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum. 34 degrees, that'll be the thermal sensation, and humidity way up there at 94%. Rain and thunderstorms during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, continuing with rain and thunderstorms. And tonight, guess what? Rain and thunderstorms. Yeah, definitely not a good idea. Let's move on to maritime conditions. We've been looking at the weather. Let's start off, as we do, with the tides for today. The Pacific high tide was at 1:26 this morning, and that was a 4.57 meter high tide. Low tide will be in not too distant future. It's going to be at 7:38 this morning. That'll be 0.73 of a meter. High tide again, the second one, 1:52 in the afternoon. That'll be 4.6 meters. And the last low tide, 8:05 tonight, and that'll be 0.49 of a meter. Taking a look at the Caribbean, we're looking at low tide. That was at 4:14 this morning. That was zero. That was flat at zero. High tide will be 10:31 this morning. That'll be 0.21 of a meter. Low tide again, 3:59 in the afternoon, and that will be 0.06 of a meter. And the last high tide will be at 11 tonight, 0.27 of a meter. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now, the sea. What have we got? Sea conditions for this morning. Over on the Caribbean, looking at the Caribbean Sea, good conditions, just 8 to 16 kilometres an hour wind coming in from the west with waves at 1 feet. And that's for the morning, so that looks all good. In the afternoon, though, we do have a small craft advisory for you. Winds 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the west-northwest. Waves will be at 2 feet. Okay, now moving over to the Pacific. We have good conditions for this morning. 6 to 14 kilometres an hour winds coming from the west with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, we're still continuing over on the Pacific with good conditions. 4 to 12 kilometres an hour winds coming from the south, and the waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. But whatever it is you're going to be doing over the next few days, please do it cautiously. The reason for that is because we do have this front sort of appearing. It's going to come across Venezuela, Colombia. It's going to take the same track as Eta, and that was a little bit nasty as well, wasn't it? So just keep an ear out for any instructions or advice from the likes of CINEPROC or the meteorology department. Okay, so there's your weather. And it's a very good morning to Mary Lou, also to Renee and Rick, or Renee's finished her house hunting for the moment over there in Greece. She's, my grandmother used to say, idle hands do the devil's work. She's finding things to do with her camera, taking different exploratory shots with her camera. Good on you. Getting back to Mary Lou, she says, yay! She says, I feel much better today. It must be the Friday magic. My body knows it and is ready for the beach trip for the rest, to get some rest and enjoy nature. No partying this time. There we go, good advice. And so it's Good Friday and a weekend to everybody. Could you please play I Feel Good from James Brown?
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
Feel good, of course we feel good. Bob Dylan, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, bad job laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, puts plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man is saying they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boss, get back, ride frail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of these success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Was it? He got one of the prizes for literature, didn't he, Mr. Bob Dylan? When you listen to the lyrics of that, you can understand why as well. Very good morning to Paul Dixon. He's usually over there in South London. He says, hi, Jerry. Just finished my Saturday conference. He's at a marine conference in Malta, which is all rather nice. He says, sitting on the terrace having lunch, blue skies. I haven't got sitting on a terrace, but I was sitting on the dock of the bay with Mr. Otis Redding. How about that one for you? Enjoy. Have a beer as well.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I'm not even going to try to whistle. I'm always tempted when that part of the record comes on, you know. Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. And there we are. That's for Paul to enjoy there while he sits on the terrace having his lunch. At 7:30 the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I tell you what, I just want to remind you about a couple of things. Well, I'm going to remind you about this right now. Our friends at the Day Gourmet store, it's, 7:30, so you're just sort of making your way into work. If you're around the Pytier area, why don't you pop into the Pytier Mall? Day Gourmet store, the delicatessen store, and speciality food store is there now. This is next to the Pacific Centre, where you'll also find the Panama Clinic. They're waiting for you from Monday through Saturday. Pop in and get yourself something to nibble at when you sit down in the office, like an empanada or some delicious baked breads, and perhaps a cut of meat to put in them as well. I haven't eaten yet. I'm quite hungry. And so there you are. Day Gourmet store. They're in Pytier. Do pop in, and they'll get you sorted out, get your day off to a good start. So that's it, Day Gourmet store. Now, I've got some other things to tell you. I'm going to tell you those a bit later, because what I'm going to do for right now is we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for today. Yes? More depressing news. The dollar eased a bit on Friday. This is ahead of a key employment report later that could offer a litmus test of the strength of the U.S. Economic recovery. But with the Federal Reserve's commitment to fighting inflation, losses could be short-lived. The euro and the pound parred overnight losses and rose for the first time in three trading sessions, while the Japanese yen clawed back from another break through the key 145 level against the dollar. Investors piled into cash at the fastest weekly rate since April of 2020 in the week to Wednesday, as soaring government borrowing costs, high energy prices, and slowing growth fanned risk aversion, Bank of America Global Research said in a note on Friday. Investors ploughed $88.8 billion into cash, Bank of America said, citing EPFR data, and sold $18.3 billion in bonds, the fastest weekly rate in 4 months, with the majority of the sell-off comprising investment-grade bonds. Credit Suisse will buy back up to 3 billion Swiss francs. That's about $3 billion. Now, this is of debt, an attempt by the Swiss bank to show its financial muscle and reassure investors concerned about the lender's overhaul and how much it may cost. Speculation about the bank's future gathered pace on social media in the past week, and amid anticipation it may need to raise billions of francs in fresh capital, sending its stock and some bonds to new lows. Hackers. They've stolen around about $100 million worth of cryptocurrency from a Binance-linked blockchain, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao said in a tweet on Friday. Zhao said that the tokens were stolen from a blockchain bridge used by the Binance-linked blockchain called BNB Chain, known as Binance Smart Chain, until February. It's not so smart, is it? Blockchain bridges are tools used to transfer cryptocurrencies between different applications. Oil output target cuts agreed by OPEC Plus producers will leave them more supply to tap in the event of any crises, OPEC Secretary General Haitham Al-Gais told Al Arabiya TV on Friday. OPEC Plus, which includes the 13 members of OPEC and 10 allies led by Russia, agreed on Wednesday to lower their output target by 2 million barrels per day. OPEC's de facto leader, Saudi Arabia, said that the move was necessary to respond to rising interest rates in the West and a weaker global economy. Britain launched its first oil and gas exploration licensing round since 2019 on Friday to try and boost domestic hydrocarbon output as Europe weans itself off of Russian fuel. The British North Sea, home to the global Brent benchmark grade, is an ageing basin where oil and gas production has fallen from a 1999 peak of around about 4.4 billion barrels of oil equivalent, this is BOED, to around 1.5 million. Shares of US-listed marijuana growers and sellers surged on Thursday after President Joe Biden took executive action to change US policy on the drug, pardoning all prior federal offenses and simple marijuana possession. US-listed shares of Tilray Brands and Canopy Growth Corporation, two well-known marijuana sellers, jumped 22 and 31% respectively. The ETFMG, Alternative Harvest, if you've got their own stocks now, the stock exchange, which includes shares of several cannabis companies, rose almost 20%. Nice to see the action by Mr. Biden. Some sensibility is coming in. Tesla Inc. is starting semi-electric commercial truck production, and PepsiCo Inc. will get the first deliveries on December the 1st, apparently the electric vehicle maker's chief Elon Musk tweeted on Thursday. When Musk unveiled the prototype of the futuristic battery-powered semi in 2017, he said that the Class 8 truck would go into production by 2019. However, the timetable has been pushed multiple times due to part shortages mainly. Musk said that the production would be delayed to next year. In August, he announced the planned production of the truck. He might be getting a little bit behind the time, so I noticed that Coldplay are doing a tour, aren't they? It's a worldwide tour, I'm not sure, but they're showing a truck from DHL, which is being used to move the group's equipment around. And guess what? The truck is electric. Yep, it is. It's electric. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to get back to the music. All together now. Oh, happy day. The Edwin Hawkins Singers. If you're on Keeping Them Under Time, by the way, we're 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. And where are we? Well, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Another lovely song, Oh Happy Day. It's a 1967 gospel music arrangement of, believe it or not, a 1755. Yep, 1755 hymn by clergyman Philip Doddridge and recorded there by the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Became an international hit in 1969, reached number 4 on the US singles chart, number 1 in France, Germany, and Netherlands, number 2 on the Canadian singles chart, UK singles chart, and the Irish singles chart. And so now it's become basically, isn't it, gospel standard. Oh, happy day. The Edwin Hawkins Singers. That's what we want, isn't it? It's Friday. I mean, Yasmin says happy Monday. I say happy Friday all the time. I tell you what we got coming up. It is Friday, which means in around about 45 minutes time, we'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. So that'll be coming up. Last hour of this morning's program. I tell you what.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Absolutely, because we have a new segment coming up at around about 9:15 this morning after the news, and it is, yes, oh, it's Pedro Mandinga time. Yes, getting you ready for the weekend. What do you get at Pedro Mandinga when you go to their rum bars? Well, apart from getting great rum and some great food, you get some great music too. Yes, some salsa. We're going to be doing a segment with our friends from Pedro Mandinga. That's going to be at around about 9:15 this morning after the news. So, and then after that, Yasmin will be telling us what, where and when we can go. Politely. As well. And also, we'll perhaps also look at a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. You know what this program's like. We're all over the place, really, aren't we? I tell you what, yesterday we had a wonderful guest in the last hour. Yesterday, Eduardo Navarro, brilliant artist. And we had a wonderful conversation. If you get a chance, go back and listen to it on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Because it's still there. We put our programs on there each day. But it was a very, very interesting conversation. He was talking about how we are cocooning ourselves. This is one of this sort of coming projects coming. How we're cocooning ourselves in the real world now. We're sort of, you know, on our phones, aren't we? A little world of our own. We're all sort of more concerned now with how many friends we got on Facebook. People we don't even know. You're not friends until you shake somebody's hand and talk about their family and their kids and things like that. That's my opinion. But anyway, I mentioned to Eduardo when he was in here, and I said, yeah, but I said, I came across a piece of music. And but it's by Van Morrison. Why are you on Facebook?
Why are you on Facebook? Why do you need second-hand friends? Why do you really care? Who's trending? Or is there something you're defending? Get a life, is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have? You kiss the girls and run away. Now you won't come out to play. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Did you miss your 15 minutes of fame? Or do you not have any shame? Or is it some kind of twisted game? Put yourself in the frame. What some people work very hard to attain. Or are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? Cause you're a failure again. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Secondhand friends. Why do you care who's trending? Or is it something that you're defending? Get a life, is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have? You kiss the girls and run away.
Facebook? Why are you on 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 Facebook? Did you miss your 15 minutes of fame? Don't you have any shame? Or is it just some kind of twisted game to try to put yourself in the frame for what some people work very hard to attain? Or are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? Cause you're a failure time and time again. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Why are you on Facebook?
And that's it. I do like that one. Van Morrison and why are you on Facebook? Good question. I'm one of the worst for Facebook, I must admit. I'm on there, but I go and check it. I just don't have the time to go through everything. It's inundated. But that was Van Morrison. Let's say a very good morning to Elliot. Elliot Dawson, he called and was saying, you know, are you doing three in a row today? He says, if you are, I got some suggestions. Okay. Thank you for that. We're going to do Elliot's three in a row. We're going to start off with Rod Stewart's Foolish Behaviour.
Sound in mind, body, soul. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
In a row on The Breakfast Show.
we go. That's three in a row going out to Elliot. Elliot Dawson this morning. A great choice, Elliot. And we've got that together quickly for you, didn't we? Oh, no mucking around on this program. We started off, of course, with Mr. Rod Stewart and Foolish Behaviour. He does a lot of that. Out of Time and Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. And don't forget, if you've got three tracks that you would like us to play in a row, they don't have to be by the same artist, but they can be, or like Elliot there, you can just juggle them around a little bit. All you've got to do is drop us a WhatsApp, and that is on 677-18822, 677-18822, or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
It's always nice to know you're in bad company, isn't it? That's the band Bad Company, and the track, well, that's called Bad Company. And you are listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3. One more piece of music. After that, we're going to check in and see what our freaky fun facts are for this Friday. Spirits in the Material World, and that is from the Police. And here on The Breakfast Show, if you're keeping on the time, we're 23 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I tell you what, let's pop out, shall we, and see what Ingrid's been up to.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I'm not feeling quite myself this morning, but that's all right. I'm never feeling myself too much. Anyways. Today is freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts, and it's a quickie. Today we're going to talk about breathing, since some of us have more trouble with that depending on how we feel. So let's find out a little thing about breathing. Did you know that the left lung tends to be smaller than the right lung in people to accommodate for the heart, which is located on the left side of the body? And for those of you like Jerry who don't have a heart, they're the same size on both sides. Did you know lungs can float on water? They are the only body organism that can float, largely related to that the air is in the lungs or contained within the alveoli. Did you know if the lungs were unfolded and expanded out to their fullest size, they'd be roughly the size of a tennis court? That's big. Did you know? When you breathe, 70% of waste is eliminated in the form of waste gases like carbon dioxide. I wonder if that's related to flatulence. I don't know. Small air sacs within the lungs where gas exchange occurs are known as the alveoli. It is estimated that there are 300 to 500 million alveoli in the adult lungs. It's to aid in the gas diffusion with the alveoli, and these air sacs are lined with layers of water. Did you know red blood cells contain hemoglobin molecules that are responsible for picking up and carrying oxygen throughout the body? It's like taking a nice fast subway in New York. Did you know the lung capacity of an adult is approximately 4.3
to 6 liters of air. Males tend to have larger lung capacities than females. And we only breathe about 0.5 liters with each breath. I don't know about you, but because I play the bagpipes, my lung capacity, according to my doctor, is that of a male or a super gorilla. Because the amount of air you need to blow them pipes is a lot of air. I took a test at Auburn University in Alabama a few years ago with a phys ed student who was testing lung capacity. And so she tested my lung capacity. And she says, it's not possible that you can hold that much air. And so she tested me 3-4 times, which was meaning that she would strap me onto this apparatus and hold me underwater, and then they would measure the displacement of the water. And I was like, okay. And then they would take me out, then I would breathe, and they would do that. So anyway, it was very strange, but I have a large lung capacity. Did you know? Did you know? Where did I get my place? Ah, a portion of the air you breathe never reaches the alveoli. It's referred to as dead air. Kind of like what we have in radio, because it isn't used in gas exchange. Even if you exhale really, really hard, a residual volume of 1 to 1.2 liters of air remains in your lungs. Did you know the diaphragm is a curved, thin muscle sheet under your lungs? It's used in breathing, flattening it as it contracts and causes the lungs to expand. We don't think about it when breathing because the medulla oblongata is a part of the brainstem. It triggers us to inhale. So unlike seals and some of these other mammals, we don't have to think about breathing. They do, because they have to think about breathing, especially like sperm whales. When I was watching some videos about the sperm whales and doing research before going to watch the whales in the whale watch in Pedisi, they explained that the whales are taught how to hold their breath so that they can sleep underwater. And did you know sneezing can be triggered by irritations in the nasal passageways? Well, we knew that. Sneezing can also occur as a photic sensitive sneeze reflex, where the body sneezes when moving from a dark environment to a bright one. I wonder if that's why then when they say if you're going to sneeze and you don't look at a bright light, that may be why. Then your eyes dilate and all this stuff happens. It happens. Did you know you lose water when you exhale? I didn't know that. At rest, the body loses approximately 0.5 ounces of water. When exercising, your body can lose up to 2 ounces of water. That's a lot of water for exercising. Okay, did you know most people only breathe through one nostril at a time? Some people notice that which nostril being used switches at sunrise and sunset. So one time your nasal cavity, you're breathing in one side at sunrise and you're breathing through the other side and sunset. I did not know that. Did you know that sleeping on the right side of your body is better for you to breathe? It puts less pressure on your heart. So here's all these things about breathing, simply because, well, the cook and I, we didn't make our trip to Boquete. We've postponed till the 16th. All of a sudden the other day it was like we were fine, we'd gotten over COVID, we were happy, we were excited to go on this trip, and then, boom, both of us got hit with different things. She got hit with upper respiratory and headache, and I got lower GI and, well, that part area. So we decided it wasn't safe to drive 5 hours, you know, and then hope that we have to pull over on the side of the road and do things that we don't want people to watch us do. So we didn't do that. So we postponed, which I'm sad, but I'm glad too, because I want to enjoy this trip. I want to go see Boquete and really enjoy all those beautiful plants up there. Well, one good thing I can say about having a lower GI problem is that you don't eat. And when you do eat, it just doesn't stay there very long. So I'm losing weight, not intentionally. So, yeah, that's one of the things I'm learning. I also found that I forgot how much I loved grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato soup. Oh, my God. I remember when I was a kid and I was sick, my mom would make me grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. And it was just, it just makes you feel better. And then you also have to have a little dill pickle or something like gherkins on the side of the sandwich. So that's part of it. And did you know that if you do have an upset stomach, instead of taking an antacid, eat a pickle? Because this is physics, so I don't know. I'm just talking about what my grandmother said. She said, eat a pickle, because the thing about if you eat an antacid, it just disperses the acid in your stomach. It doesn't really get rid of it. It just kind of neutralizes it, and that's not necessarily what you want. Your body can fix it itself. By eating a pickle, you add more acid to your stomach, and then the acid, your stomach says, hey, there's too much acid in here, and it fixes itself. I'll tell you, it's worked every time for me. So I always keep a jar of gherkins around in my grandmother's name, just in case. All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. We're going to lay low and get a lot of rest, drink a lot of liquids, and probably binge watch something on the telly. All right. Take care of yourselves, and back to you in the studio.
Loving you's my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never going to give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss. To know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to fight. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. Lord, hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell. But we don't want no help. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell. But we don't want no.
I've really got to like that track. It comes from Mr. Todrick Hall. There we go. That's what it's called. It's called Breath. And I thought that was rather appropriate for today. So, by the way, Ingrid, you and the cook, you get well. All right. That's been lasting a long time. Go and see somebody if it doesn't start to get any better. All right. Want you well and fit. By the way, I was thinking, you know, that one was interesting. I enjoyed that one today about breathing. Apparently it's really quite important, you know. Have you ever tried? I've tried sometimes actually trying to stop yourself breathing. Have you ever tried that? Let me try and stop breathing, see what happens. Luckily, common sense thing, your brain kicks in and says, oi, what are you doing? And here's a suggestion. For one of your freaky fun facts on Fridays. A little bit of inspiration here from Womack and Womack. You could think about doing teardrops.
Show with Jerry D.
Duranda Jones and the Indications there, and it's called Wichu. Wichu. Good one for birthday, isn't it? Wichu, we're here. We wish you a happy birthday. Never mind. Right, a couple of things here. Let's get back to Renee and Rick. Getting back to the lungs and breathing, which of course is compulsory. And we've got a little note here from Renee. It says, pickles are the best. Come in, a little sort of moving gherkin, which is all rather nice. And she's, by the way, she's sort of saying, she says, I'm bored off my rocker today. No real estate appointments today. So I'm trying not to go bonkers. I need a house and I need my dogs to keep me busy. Hotel life is not my thing. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like COVID all over again, really, isn't it? Anyway, you hunker down and, go out and sort of take a little wander around. And do they have Uber there, by the way? And so, yeah, Renee and Rick sort of settling down there in Greece. Hey, not too bad, is it? Also, let's say a very good morning this morning to Ashley. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. There you are. That includes you, Renee, now. And what can be better than this for a weekend song? Bob Marley, Turn Your Lights Down Low.
Turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtains. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl.
Nice track, isn't it? Yes, Mr. Bob Marley, Turn Your Lights Down Low. We're making our way time-wise. We're about 15 seconds away from 13 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. We just take a rummage around the local press and see what's happening here in the Republic of Panama. So that's again at 9 o'clock. And don't forget, we've got a special treat. I'll tell you about that again in a minute. Frank's Place. Now, there's a place to think about going for tonight, if you fancy a night out. It's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, but with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday and tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, is Kevin Versilli. I think it'll be Versilli, Versilli. And that's tonight at Frank's Place. All you got to do, if you want to book, is give a call on 394-6998. 394-6998 or the WhatsApp number 6320-1013, 6320-1013. That's located in downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place. All right, live music tonight. No, tomorrow night, not tonight. Sorry, Saturday. It's Saturday night, yeah, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. She's nodding violently. Yes. How many times do you have to be doubled? many. So there you are. That's live music on Saturdays there at Frank's Place. When you turn off of the Corridor Sur going into Costa Leslie, the first turn off coming out of the city, if you go in there, keep immediately to your right. There's a little slip lane there, and then you turn right, and that will take you to the downtown strip mall. And also, that's a sort of talking, isn't it? That's talking about what you can be doing tonight, but it's only coming up to, let's see, 9:12. That's 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours and 10 minutes till lunchtime. Do go and pop into our friend store, De Gourmet store there. That's there in the Paitea Mall next to the Pacific Centre, where you'll also find the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognised wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. All right, so do pop along there and go in and see them. Now, what I was going to tell you about, because today is a Friday. Yes, you know that, don't you? Of course you do. And I tell you what.
I know you're going to dig this.
Because what are we going to be doing to start Friday off? We now have our Pedro Mandinga. We've got our segment. That's going to be in around about, 25 minutes' time. And what it is, we're going to be telling you all about Pedro Mandinga, the wine bars, rum bars, not wine bars, they're rum bars. It's, you can dance to that, can't you, rumba? Yeah. So we're going to be telling you all about that. We're going to play some super music, the type of music that you will find in Pedro Mandinga. And that is a bit of salsa. We're going to be doing a bit of salsa on Friday, a little segment from around about 9:15 to 9:30. And we're also going to be doing a little bit of a giveaway. Now, I was talking to Yasmin, so what we're going to do, we're going to start today, and we're going to ask a question, and if you get the right answer, you will get a voucher to use at the Pedro Mandinga rum bars, okay? And what I've decided to do, we're going to give 10 minutes to get the right answer, so we'll give it towards the end of the segment, and then you'll have about 10 minutes to give me a WhatsApp. Make a note of the number now, because you're going to need it later. 677-188-22. 677-188-22. And what we can do is we're going to give a $20 voucher today. And what we're going to do is, that's for today, because we're starting off, $20 voucher. WhatsApp me within 10 minutes of asking the question, and you'll get a $20 voucher. And what I decided to do, I said, we're going to make this interesting, guys, because if we don't get a right answer in that 10 minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to add that to next week. Now, next week, we're going to give $15 away. We're just doing the $20 stakes. It's the first one. And if somebody doesn't win that today within those 10 minutes with the right answer, what we're going to do is we'll add that to next week. So next week will be 35. And if nobody gets the right answer that week, it'll be 50 the week after that. And on and on and on until it works. If you wait long enough, you could earn a million. Well, it's a long wait. So, yeah, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to enjoy that. It's a new segment on Fridays with our friends at Pedro Mandinga. All right, we're going to be telling you about the rums and what you can do, and playing some salsa music for that little segment. So that's all going to be fun. We like having fun, don't we? Well, I do. This is the Bleachers. Strange Behaviour. Yes, I know, that just about sums it up, really, doesn't it?
Looking at all the strange behavior, well, I think I understand why this lonely goes. Everything I want to know, so follow it to any hole. This is look at this. This is just a shadow. What you thought was faith that was hollow. Look at you. You've been chasing shadows. That's why you wake up. Thank you. behavior. Can't believe what I thought would save me. A pretty girl, if I follow her around the world, when I catch her, she'll say to me, look at this, this is just a shadow. What you thought is faith that was hollow. Look, babe, you've been chasing shadows. That's why you wake up.
Isn't that brilliant? Bleachers there and Strange Behaviour. I was listening to that piece of music we played a bit earlier on. They had a sort of crowd in the background, didn't they? Which I thought, that's rather cool. So, it's also like this, is it? It's like being in one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars without the music. We could put a little bit of that in as well, couldn't we? So I thought, yeah, well, I can have my own crowd. Now, all of you, okay, sit down, kick up. We're going to play another piece of music. Take us up to the top of the hour. It's the Outlaws, Windy City Blue. So, crowd, what do you think of that one then? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I thought as well.
white. Subways full of manics, and they're killing every night. Old man time is waiting to ring that lonely bell. The mayor's growing older, and the vice squad's in hell.
Tell you what, an absolutely brilliant track, isn't it? Take us up to the top of the hour. That is the Outlaws' Windy City Blue.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Christmas.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I'll tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are.
Back.
And the British Ball is back, 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now, tickets at BritishBallPanama.com, or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I know you're going to dig this.
Absolutely. I know you're going to absolutely love this. It is what? It is Friday. And if there's one thing we love, it's a Friday. The weekend starts here, and no better way than a trip to a Pedro Mandinga rum bar. A cocktail. And yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time.
Ella era una chica plástica, de esas que veo por ahí. De esas que cuando se agitan, sudan Chanel number 3. Que sueñan casarse con un doctor, pues él puede mantenerlas mejor. No le hablan a nadie si no es su igual, a menos que sea fulano de tal. Son lindas, delgadas, de buen vestir, de mirada esquiva y falso reír. Él era un muchacho plástico, de esos que veo por ahí, con la peinilla en la mano y cara de yo no fui.
de los que por tema en conversación discuten qué marca de carro es mejor, de los que prefieren el no comer por las apariencias que hay que tener para andar elegantes y así poder una chica plástica recoger. ¿Qué falló? Era una pareja plástica de esas que veo por ahí. Él pensando solo en dinero, ella en la moda en París, aparentando lo que no son, viviendo en un mundo de pura ilusión, diciendo a su hijo de 5 años, no juegues con niños de color extraño, ahogados en deudas para mantener su estatus social en modo cóctel. ¿Qué fallo? Era una ciudad de plástico, de esas que no quiero ver, de edificios cancerosos y un corazón de oro bel, donde en vez de un sol amanece un dólar, donde nadie ríe, donde nadie llora, gente de rostros de poliéster que escuchan sin oír y miran sin ver, gente que vendió por comodidad su razón de ser y su libertad. Amigo, nunca vendas tu destino por el oro ni la comodidad. Nunca descanses, pues nos falta andar bastante. Vamos todos adelante para juntos terminar con la ignorancia que nos trae sugestionados con modelos importados que no son la solución. No te dejes confundir, busca el fondo y su razón. Recuerda, se ven las caras, pero nunca el corazón. No te dejes confundir, busca el fondo y su razón. Recuerda, se ven las caras, pero nunca el corazón. Recuerda, se ven las caras y jamás el corazón. Como dice la canción,
se ve la cara, se ve la cara, vaya, pero nunca el corazón.
Recuerda que el plástico se derrite si le da de lleno el sol.
Se ve la cara, se ve la cara, vaya, pero nunca el
listening to the Pedro Mandinga segment on a Friday. We've been doing this on Fridays, get you in the right mood for the weekend, all right? All brought to you by Pedro Mandinga Rumbas. Don't forget, by the way, Panama's first artisanal rum.
Thank you.
milagroso, fascinante, esperado. Es el día.
El sábado es sensacional. El sábado es el día de bailar.
Este sábado voy a tirar la canción por la ventana, mamá.
El sábado es sensacional. El sábado es el día de bailar.
Aprovecha ahora.
There we go, I tell you what, that got us going. The good lady was just on her way to work, dancing around the studio. That's the way to do it. Mary Lou says, I love salsa. Don't we all brought to you this morning by Pedro Mandinga Rum. Yes, the Pedro Mandinga Rum segment on a Fridays now. Getting you in the right mood. 15 minutes of some great music. A little bit of info, by the way, make sure you make a note of this number, all right? It's our WhatsApp number here in the studio, 677-18822. 677-18822. 677-18822. At the end of the segment, we're going to ask you a question, all right? You have to give us the right answer. Has to be the same one as that Pedro Mandinga have given us, all right? And you could win a voucher for $20. But what we're going to do, but you have to answer within 10 minutes of me asking a question at the end of the segment, all right? And if you answer it in that 10 minutes, we'll give you all the details. You'll get that voucher to go and spend in a Pedro Mandinga rum bar. And what is more, nobody gets it in that 10 minutes, gets it right, what we're going to do, we're going to move that on to next week. Next week is going to be $15. So next week, if you win, it's $35. And if nobody wins next week, the weekend after that, it's $50. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? And don't forget Pedro Mandinga rum, the first rum in history made from Raspadora. Don't forget that.
Ya lo verán, porque la rumba que yo inspiro causa una sensación. Ya lo verán, ya lo verán, con mi conjunto se baila rico y de lo mejor, porque mi rumba tiene pimienta y mucho sabor, pa' que tú sepas que aquí está la verdad. Estamos en casa, casa nada.
Ahora verán que estamos en salsa.
Estamos en la salsa sabrosa.
Estamos en salsa.
En la que se baila y se goza.
Ahora verán que estamos.
There we go. I tell you what, we started off, by the way, of course, with Plastico from our very own Ruben Blades, Sábado Sensacional from Pedrito Calvo y Justica, and this one, Estamos en Salsa, Wayne Gorbea. And this segment's been brought to you by of course, our friends at Pedro Mandinga. It's the Pedro Mandinga Rum segment. Getting you ready for your weekends. All right, now, make a note of this number. It's very important. 677-18822. 677-18822. You've got to make a note of that because, in just a moment, I am going to ask you a question. And what you have to do is give me, within 10 minutes, all right, I'm going to sort of time this, so I'm going to get this down to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to time this 10 minutes after I ask you the question. You need to WhatsApp me, okay, on this number, 677-18822. And you could go away with a $20 voucher for the Pedro Mandinga Rum Bath. And I said, what are we going to do if you don't get it after 10 minutes? No, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to move it on to next week. Now, next week, it's $15. We're just doing a $20 because it's our first one today. I want to get you all excited. But what we'll do, if you don't get it today, it'll be added to next week. So next week will be $35. The way, if you don't win next week's question, that'll go on to the following. Gets up to $50. And so on and so forth. How cool is that? So, are you ready? And let's just say, first of all, a big thank you to our friends there at Pedro Mandinga Rumbas for the Friday segment. It's going to be a regular now. 15-minute segment of great music. We've all been having a bop, you know. Here is your question. Who was Pedro Mandinga? All right, that is the question. Who was Pedro Mandinga? All right, quien fue Pedro Mandinga? All right, quien fue Pedro Mandinga? What do you do? You've got, it is 10 seconds away. You have 10 minutes starting from now to answer that question. WhatsApp me, 677-18822. And again, a big thanks to our friends at Pedro Mandinga.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Sting and the Police and Fragile. I tell you what we've still got coming on this morning's programme. We're going to be looking at What, Where and When with the Yasmin. That's still to come. We're going to take another piece of music. And then we'll take a look at that, shall we? CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And there we go. That is it. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And just say we've got a couple of answers so far, but not as... what I want is I want the answer that has been given to us by Pedro Mandingaram. Paul says, yes, there's also a brand of rum. That's absolutely right. They're the ones who sponsored the segment. So that's a good answer. But it's not the one we're looking for. So if you do have an idea, you've got about 3 minutes left. And the answer was, who was Pedro Mandinga? All right, that was the question. Right, let's see. What do we got for you now? Yeah, I told you already, didn't we? We go over there and we're going to take a little walk down the corridor, methinks. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, good morning. Is this the entertainment department?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Did you enjoy a little session there?
Oh, yes, the salsa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All got bopping around. Cool, Christina was, wasn't she?
Exactly.
She bopped off to the office.
And the first one, I love Ruben Blades.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Our very own mm-hmm. Ruben, because we say Ruben Blades, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We say Blades in English, but in Espanolish, it's Blades, I guess, mm-hmm. is the correct pronunciation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, how's you? Tell me, because I know we've got quite a bit too, but how was your wallpapering?
Oh, yeah, last night I went to the opening of a new store at Costa del Este
mm-hmm.
called Ada Wall, and their products are from Turkey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How delightful. Turkish delight. Never mind.
But they are amazing. We were really, really surprised mm-hmm. because they have a very nice technology that reproduces every detail.
Oh, really?
Yes. So... it was amazing, and they also have their products are kind of ecological because mm-hmm. they use 100% pure water based inks
mm-hmm.
and let me see what else they call this is the color reproduction plus environment friendly manufacturer.
Good.
So it was really, really amazing. Every design is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They have about nature. They have modern art, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So every kind of beautiful thing.
One of the things you showed me so yesterday, they've got soundproof wallpaper.
Acoustic, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was very nice. They have, those are just one plain color, all of them, different colors, plain, and just one with the sign of palms trees.
Yeah.
Just one, but, you know, it's a very nice technology.
Amazing.
Because, for example, the studios like this one, they use that foam.
That's right.
And, you know, this paper, wallpaper, is like more...
absorbent.
Yeah, but looks like modern.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, heaven forbid we look modern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really love it.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Good. Okay, well, let's see. What's happening in the world of entertainment?
Okay, I have a few events this weekend. For example... Let me see, yesterday, do you know this artist, Panamanian artist, Mario Saldaña? He's a painter.
Yeah.
I guess Cristina has some of his art, because he usually paints polleras, polleradas. So, yesterday he started a new exhibition at Multiplaza. This is at the Luxury area, called El Viaje, because he's celebrating his 10 years doing art. So you can go there until this Sunday to Luxury Avenue and see these beautiful paintings. He's gonna have more than 10 paintings. And it's totally free, so you can go there and enjoy. But also, for example, if you go tomorrow, they're going to have El Día Folclórico at Multiplaza. There's going to be at Plaza del Sol. So you can do both things. You can enjoy the Día Folclórico because they're going to have dances. And it starts at 4 p.m. Tomorrow. And also you can go and see the Mario Saldaña exhibition.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's going to be nice tomorrow. And please go early. Please go before 4 because, you know, it's going to be empty, the parking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Full,
yes. Yeah. Empty parking is good. Full is not so good. Yeah.
Yes. Let me see. Also, today starts Prisma. Prisma is the International Contemporary Dance International Festival in Panama. So you can go to their website, festivalprisma.com, and you can check out all the program because they have different workshops and master classes and performances from different artists from different countries. For example, from Spain, from Israel, from Germany, from Panama, from Mexico. So you can go there and check all the activities, because also they're going to be in different places. Like, for example, tomorrow, Biomuseo is also celebrating their anniversary number 8.
Oh, great.
So they're going to have Prisma Festival there tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. and it's going to be free. You can go there. It's going to be... a dancer from Spain, Akira Yoshida.
Ah, okay.
Also from Panama, Stephanie Lee. And this is a contemporary dance performance. It's tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Beyonce.
Oh, great. All right. Perfect.
Okay. Let me continue here. Also, this Sunday. Sunday is the 10th, right?
Today is the 7th, Friday, Monday's the 10th.
Monday, Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional. They're going to have a concert, also free, at Teatro Balboa. I don't know if you know, but at Teatro Balboa, they are doing a lot of concerts.
Are they?
For free.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes, thanks to the Ministerio de Cultura. They are supporting all these artists. So... this Monday at 8 p.m. Teatro Balboa, they're going to have Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional playing Mozart, Larsson, and Borac.
Okay. All right, I tell you what, let's take a quick piece of music, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
A shorty.
Okay.
And then I think we might have a winner, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a way. Jack to a king. With no regret I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. Jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
There we go, that's it. That was Ned Miller there. Gosh, that goes back in time. From a jack to a king.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, I think we've decided, haven't we, on a winner?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people got close. Paul came in, mm-hmm. and Paul said that Mandinga was a slave that became the guide of Sir Francis Drake. Was a little bit in there about it, but wasn't the answer we were looking for. Mary Lou, she got it. Well, she got it, and she got a little bit extra. Now, Francis Drake is in there somewhere, see, but that wasn't part of the answer we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Mulu says Pedro Dominguez was Mandinga was an indigenous Cimarron. Now, Cimarron is a pirate,
mm-hmm.
so we would have accepted pirate as well. An indigenous pirate leader who made a pact mm-hmm. with Sir Francis Drake. He made a pact with Sir Francis Drake, probably not to kill each other. So there you are, Mary Lou's our winner. $20 voucher to spend at the Pedro Mandinga Rum Bus. Don't forget, we will have the segment next week as well,
mm-hmm.
and another question where we're giving away $15 next week. And then, as I said, if nobody wins, then it gets added on and added on. And we won't go past $300, will we?
Thanks a lot, Mary Lou. I'll be in touch with you later.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Right, how many more of entertainments we got, yes?
Okay, don't forget this week,
mm-hmm.
Empower Women, remember we were talking
Empower
about
Empower Women, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Multiplaza
mm-hmm.
on October 13, Plaza de la Luna, from 12 midday to 8 p.m. It's totally free, and there's going to be special guests
mm-hmm.
like Ingrid de Casa, Bettina Romina,
mm-hmm.
Piki Subieta, Entre Libras,
okay.
Maritere Lee, and so much more. You can information at their Instagram account, P Cardigans, which is the agency that is organizing this great event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's next week.
Excellent.
And also don't forget Atrium Mall at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
They are having different activities now in October for Halloween.
Oh gosh, yes, that's coming up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the time gone?
Yeah, so every Saturday they are going to have Déjame Salir. This is Un Viaje al Terror Panameño.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the third floor from 3 p.m. to mm-hmm. 8 p.m. And also, they're going to have different activities during the week, starting today. And every weekend, too. about Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go to their Instagram account, atriamall.cda, which is Costa del Este, and get more information. That's going to be fun.
Next question. Do you do Halloween, do you? Do you dress up and scare people, or do you just scare people like you are? Really?
No. If somebody invited me to a party, I can dress up. But usually I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't go around looking for sweets. And I guess Ian's a bit too old to send around to get you sweets now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You did bring chocolate into the...
We don't do that here in Panama. I guess in Clayton.
Yeah?
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you brought chocolate.
Oh, yes.
You gave me a piece. Yes.
For us.
Sugar-free chocolate.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's nice that, isn't it? Sugar-free chocolate.
Thanks to Mohammed.
Oh, yeah?
He gave it to me yesterday.
Oh, and you shared it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him do that. If I saw him do that, he wouldn't have got out of the room. Where's mine? That's kind of it. How lovely. How sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Well, I got another piece of music. It'll take us out of the show. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
All right, yes, and everybody else. And congratulations once again to Mary Lou.
Oh, yeah.
And you can use that, by the way, in the Pedro Mandinga rumbas, one in Vera, Argentina. And, of course, the original one, which is in Casco.
Mm-hmm.
How nice is that? Take us out this morning incognito to Carter Dreams. There we go, take us out of this morning's breakfast show. Incognito and Jakarta Dreams. And big thanks, let's do our big thanks for this morning, of course, to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts of Friday, and all about breathing today, which of course is very important. In fact, it's almost compulsory. Until somebody says, that's it. So big thanks to Ingrid, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for our What, Where and When today. Also for our new segment, which we'll be doing on Fridays, which is the Pedro Mandingo Rumba segment. And a big thanks to them, hope you enjoyed that. And also a big thank you to the boys and girls at Crew for God who keep us up and running. Not forgetting, of course, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, working away on our behalf. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. You want to join us? All you got to do is give us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. You can text us on there. You can chat to us during the program on there. And whatever you want. Or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. Now, we do have this weather front coming in over the weekend, all right? So unless you have to, I would suggest you don't go out on any boats or do anything like that. Just stay still. It's going to be apparently a little bit like Hurricane Eta when that passed. It's going to be passing fairly close to us. So whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please be careful, all right? And keep safe. Because, what do I say? Of course, on Monday, 6 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.